American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear, we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. Back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back, hour two of the National Intel Report on this Friday edition, and the date is the 6th of January, 2018. You weren't paying attention, Mike. I said 2018. You heard it, but you didn't bat an eyeball. Well, shame on you. So I can get up here and say any date I want, and you probably won't check me from here on out. Talking with Larry in Washington, what was your designation? Were you helicopter what? Repair flight chief what?
Yeah. I was electronics and helicopter.
Okay. I was 67N20. What was yours?
2841, I think.
Okay. All right.
And you know as well as I do, that was showing somebody, I can do this. Boom, 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 boom. You don't do headshots if you just shoot. If you were over there when I was, and in way, they were stick that damn gun over that bunker, and it was pray and spray.
Yep.
And for civilians, you damn well bet you I'd be covering my ass as well as I could think of and getting out of there. And that's why I say this guy acted as, you know, Manchurian candidate. He told those people. He told, and I've seen this, I've been involved with this conspiracy crap for 45 years, and these people have a tendency to tell you what they're going to do to you. And to me, this whole eugenics, this mixing of transhumanists, well, they're going to be able to control your mind. Sigmund Freud's nephew, Edward Bernays, propaganda.
Yep.
They can control your mind, like Jeff Wren said years ago, out of that one-eyed brain sucker. And if they can go just a little bit farther and control you with a little more electronics, I don't doubt that that guy was actually controlled.
And I still have to this day a tendency to believe, Larry, that it is not so much that your mind is being controlled as you've got a weak mind and you're easily led.
There's a fascinating thing I've been reading, John, about, you know, I have a hard time with Christianity because I know the hypocrisy within the hierarchy of Christianity is terrible. But the whole thing with Christ, the Christ, the anointed, came down from the Father and said, hey, look, you can do this crap. And it's not because of you want to do it for your own good. You want to help mankind. Well, mankind sucks.
Okay. All right. Well, Larry, we're off into Jesus now, and I didn't know that it was going to take that turn. But no,
you worked, John. I'm sorry, but if you work this whole damn conspiracy up, you end up good versus evil.
And how? And Larry, I don't know how long have you listened to this program?
Years.
Okay. And then you've heard me say this before. I've heard people say that, oh, well, you know, it's the devil. And it's like, no, the machinations of the human mind, you know, we have a great capacity for warmth and compassion and to do good, but we can also be the opposite. We can do some very bad and evil things. Do I think these four little knuckle draggers up in Chicago, Did I think that they were under the influence of Satan? No, they were culturally deficient. In a culture that didn't believe that life was precious, and their
How about the guys in Pizzagate?
All right, I've stayed the hell away from that subject because.
Okay.
The shooter has been identified as being another actor. The one that was actually in, what the hell, Mike, what was the name of that pizza joint? Comet Ping Pong. The guy's been identified as an actor. He's been in three or four low-budget films.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah. All right. Larry?
Okay, bye.
I appreciate your call. Thank you very much. If you folks notice out there, there's one thing that I do not do, and other people do, but I do not. I don't get out there in religion bash. I have my own opinions about it. I have my opinion about Catholics and Protestants and Mennonites. Are the Mennonites the ones that can read? I forget. But I've seen a lot of stuff done under the name of the Lord. And it's like, wait a minute here. There's one God. So how can so many people misinterpret and do so many things in his name? If you've noticed, folks, I've stayed away from the subject of religion for a good reason. For a very good reason. And that is that I'm not going to rip apart somebody's belief system. And being on this truth sojourn for as many years as I have heard a lot. But I am not going to offer that up to start catfights between the agnostics and the atheists, or the true believers versus the non-believers, and, well, you're not in this club, so I don't trust you there. And no, I am not having anything of it. So I have a tendency to downplay those that want to come on the air, because in many cases, this is the only thing that people have left to cling to. And I'm not going to go there. I never have, and I never will. Just a reminder. Steve in California. Hello, Steve.
Open Fridays. I have not heard, and I don't have the scoop. What is going on, and what actually happened to Tom Lacovara Stewart? What's going on there?
He is sitting in jail. Is he out in Oregon yet, Mike? Lane County, Oregon. Steve?
Yes.
Lane County, Oregon. He's in jail out there in a federal facility.
For?
A felon in possession of a firearm.
So he was traveling through the state, got pulled over, he had a weapon in his vehicle.
No, he was at a hotel sharing it with somebody else, and somehow that hotel got visited by the feds, and the gun taken, and the ownership was attributed to him, and he says it was not his gun. So in other words, he was not in possession. It was not his firearm, but the feds feel that it was.
Got it.
Yeah.
Got it.
All right.
Okay. That was it. You have a great weekend, John.
All right. Thank you. And Steve? Thank you for sending those emails over to me. You send me a lot of good. You send me a lot of good info. Don't stop.
Will do. Thanks, man.
All right. Thank you, Betty in North Carolina. Hello, Betty.
Hello.
Hello, Betty.
Good. I thought you might be interested in a conversation I had with my son this morning. It was his idea, and it just set me off. He said he travels and he sees a lot of homeless people living under the bridges. And he said the thought came to him that people who are going to junk their cars and they get smashed up and that's what happens with them. He said an alternative to that might be that those cars, instead of being smashed up and put away, could be used as something that the homeless
could sleep
could
in
use
to stay out of the elements.
Buried.
Yeah.
They could be buried, and they could sleep in the back seat and put some possessions in the front seat, and they could have a key for it. And it seems if we're going to have homeless people and we're going to just smash these things up, it's an alternative that might be considered pertinent in some homeless cases anyway.
Well,
I thought that was a pretty good one.
Well, there seems to be a move that in this country that many city mayors, you know, they have the complaining public that, you know, they've got all these bums hanging around and they're sleeping under our bridges and the heater vents around buildings and whatever. And it's just trashy. So a lot of them, they're outlawing the homeless. So what do you do when you outlaw the homeless? What do you do? Do you arrest them and throw them in jail because they don't have a home and they don't have a job? There's 95 million eligible workers in this country right now that do not have a job. If you do not have a job, how can you maintain a residence?
Well, I just thought that was such an upgrading idea I would share with you.
Well, I mean, and you've seen some of the things that people have been doing out in California. It's a big deal now to redo old boxcars and make homes out of them.
Yeah, that's true.
And some of them are pretty doggone nice.
Yes, indeed.
But that's an alternative when people, you know, for either they have no choice or that is their choice to do something like that. It's kind of unique and whatever. But, you know, that's an interesting point because
he had a further little idea to add to it. He said if you got these, you know, quite a few of these things in, they could just build one outhouse someplace nearby and share it.
Okay, well, yeah, have a lime pit someplace that you do your duty. And that's an interesting thing because, you know, that's recyclable. After that was no longer needed, those could be dug up and trashed, and they could be recycled.
And if they were kind of buried under some dirt, they would stay warm.
What does it stay under the permafrost? What is it, 45 or 50 degrees or something like that?
Well, I think it would just be nice not to have to look at those old cars. If you had dirt on top of them, they'd be better.
Well, it'd be nice to be out of the elements and evidently out of everybody's sight that people can't stand to look at homeless people.
Right.
All right. Well, Betty,
lay your head. Thank you.
Interesting. All right. Thanks.
I'll tell my son you liked it, too.
Okay.
Thanks
for your call. You know, that's, hey, we're a country of innovation and thought. You know, most cities, they have tracts of land. They're not being used for anything. So how much would it be to have a backhoe go out there and dig some holes and start throwing junk cars in them? You know what? That could talk about a recycle program, and somebody could benefit. But I'm sure you'd have the state and the attorneys and lawyers and, well, what about the lawsuits? And, yeah, you'd have the administrative state stepping heavy on that one. But that's an interesting thought. Tom in Philadelphia.
Hey, Anthony, sir.
How you doing?
Used to live in Lancaster, so it's the Amish that don't use electric or cars or anything. The Mennonites use electricity, telephones, computers, things like that.
What do the Samsonites use?
They use little wheels.
Okay.
In fact, I got to replace the little wheels on my tag-along computer case that I bought in the airport in Chicago when I went to work for the TSA, and the little wheels are finally coming off. 16 years, I don't understand it. Things just don't last anymore, do they?
After 16 years and all the miles you've traveled? So you were one of the guys responsible for setting up the TSA, huh?
Yeah, I was involved right at the beginning.
And, oh boy!
Yeah.
Well, I don't.
This is why I was talking about that. The problem here is that I haven't heard anybody mention is where do you get the ammo? Can't put ammo on a plane. Okay. They said he went into the bathroom to load his gun and then came out shooting. Did he meet somebody? Somebody give him ammo in the bathroom?
No. Tom, when you check a gun at the airport, you can check your gun in a locked box. It's got to have a lock on it. You can maintain the key to the lock. You don't have to give it up. But you can put your clips and your ammunition in the very same box that you turn in to have it stored safely in the belly of the plane.
Not after 9/11, you weren't allowed to. That was what I remember being trained at TSA. No ammo on a plane. They don't care. They don't want anybody being able to put a gun and ammo together.
Maybe that's changed. Now, are you sure about that?
I'm sure about that because I had to take the tests.
So what you're suggesting here, that even though that he might have had a checked firearm in his baggage, he didn't have the ammunition, so somebody would have had to have made that available in that restroom to him.
Either that, or he had been there before and placed ammo there ahead of time.
Well, and the timeline in this doesn't quite follow, unless this was a mistake by the media, and they never make mistakes. But this flight left Anchorage, Alaska, Thursday. It had one stop in, I believe it was Milwaukee, and then it went on to Fort Lauderdale. Since when does it take a Delta flight flying from Anchorage, Alaska, to Fort Lauderdale 2 days to get here?
Unless it had a layover.
It must have been. I don't know. It didn't say anything about that. But that's
somebody could have planted ammo on the plane on his last flight too. I mean, there could have been other people involved, but you know, he could have put the ammo in his bag and they didn't do a thorough screening when they ran it through, you know, to put it in the belly, because they're supposed to be checking all the bags. They're supposed to be, X-raying the bags and to make sure there's no bombs or anything. Got dog sniffs, dog sniffing the luggage. And if there was ammunition in there, they'd pick up the ammunition. They'd pick up the, you know, the gunpowder. So I don't know. You know, it's just everything stinks, man. I don't know what the heck they're up to, but. And then this guy just lays down on the floor.
Yeah, just gives up.
And
well, it's been a few hours since I've been in front of the boob tube. Have they identified the other shooter?
You know what? They said there was other shots, but then they said there was nobody. There was no other shots. He was the only one. But
oh, really? Really?
Yeah. The last thing I heard was. Somebody reported saying they heard other shots, but they said the police reported that there was no other shots.
So there might have been a second person, but the cops either didn't find him or.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
I mean, airport's pretty big. I grew up in Fort Lauderdale, and, Lauderdale, Hollywood, and they do a lot of hyphenated things down there. Miami Hollywood Speedway Park and what else they got down? Let me think off my head, but that's just one that comes to mind.
Yeah.
I used to go down there and race cars, but it's a big airport and it's kind of off the beaten path. But I guess they got cops stationed all over the place. Broward County, I saw Broward County Sheriff's Department vehicles in the news.
Well, that was the other thought that I had most of these airports. You can't walk 20, 50 feet without falling over a cop.
Right.
You know, and this guy has the ability to do this and has the time to empty multiple clips and then lay down on a floor and give himself up.
It's a shooting gallery in there. It's a no-gun zone. You know, it's a gun-free zone. It's a shooting gallery.
All right.
So,
all righty, Tommy.
Yeah, buddy. Hey, I haven't heard from Mikey, so I guess either you didn't get a hold of him or he doesn't need the help.
He says he doesn't.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Okay.
I'm available.
All righty.
Okay,
thank you, sir. Let's take the break. 800-313-9443. Fred, Paul, Pat, and others will get to all of your calls.
Amen. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Some say life will beat you down and break your heart, steal your crown.
Fred in Iowa. Hello, Fred.
I agree with everything Larry said in Washington. First thing I thought of, MK Ultra. Bye.
MK Ultra.
Our bars are larger, so they last longer.
All right. I guess that was it from Fred. Okay. Thanks for your call. Paul in New Jersey. Hello, Paul.
Hello, John.
Hi.
With the tension between future President Bush and the CIA, I'm hoping...
Future President Bush?
Yeah.
Future President Bush?
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
He'll be president on January 20th.
Bush?
I mean Trump.
Thank you. Okay. You're scaring me. I thought I jumped
maybe
in.
You have some inside information.
I thought I jumped in the professor's Wayback Machine there for a second. I was going, oh my God, Bush again?
Anyway, with Trump and the hostility with the CIA lately, I hope he's. You know, there are rumors about him getting his own Praetorian Guard, like personal guards, instead of.
This came from what's her name? Kelly Conway or whatever his. Yeah, she said that there's going to be a mix of Secret Service and private security. And Trump wants it that way, and he's going to keep it that way.
Right.
And she also made the announcement in the same interview that, he, as president, he's going to continue to use his Twitter account because that's the direct connect to the people. And he's only got, I think, what was it said? 45 or 50 million people, when he tweets out, they get his tweets.
Now, I'm hoping when he, after he gets sworn in, that we, for one, have an audit of the CIA. They really need to hold hearings, find out what they do with the money. Is there a black budget? And why they've had so many failures. You know, they failed on 9/11. They failed on the weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. They fail now with being indifferent to the transfer of so much heroin into the Western world out of Afghanistan. And now this petty political hostility towards Trump, in the, included with so many veiled threats of people in the media, you know, even Senator Schumer was had a veiled threat about Trump also, you know. And this isn't funny. And I think the CIA wastes a lot of money trying to topple regimes that are involved in this, like, nefarious intrigue, which is criminal. You know, so it really is a criminal organization. I'm hoping he clears house and that we, as I said, have audits on the money. If there is black budget money, I mean, in a sense, if the CIA is raising hundreds of billions of dollars in these black projects from heroin sales, I mean, can't they throw that in the Treasury? Use some of that money for us taxpayers?
Oh, I look, do you know the amount of money that you could save just by shutting down this, the CIA? The NSA is, what, five times bigger than the CIA? You know, I mean, these intelligence agencies, and, you know, just as an example today, I mean, they're looking for threats everywhere. They'll go on anonymous tips. They'll make up their own, whatever. But yet a guy can walk into an FBI office in Anchorage, Alaska, tell them that they're in his head and ISIS is trying to recruit him. This guy then gets on an airplane, flies down here to Fort Lauderdale, kills five people. I mean, wasn't there a clue? The guy walked into a freaking FBI office and said that ISIS is trying to recruit me.
And this is more of these failures, but there are a lot of, you know, crazy people out there, especially in that age group in the early 20s.
But Paul, here's the problem. People are getting crazier. There is no moral or ethical restraint anymore.
When there's families and there's, you know, hard economic times. But, but they also are mimicking the other criminals out there and trying to get attention in the media since we're so media-driven. So there's so many factors causing these. And diversity, I don't think, is helping. I think agitating racial tension isn't helping. And the way the news is agitating the racial strife.
And so many people of color that could have come out and said, now, wait a minute, everybody cooled their jets. These people didn't bother doing that. I give you Obama. I give you Jesse Jackson. I give you Al Sharpton or any number of other black communists, open communists that they interview on a regular basis to spew their diatribe.
And as for today, that fellow was basically a, you know, blackish, brownish individual, the shooter today.
Yeah. We got a break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Well, with all this hacking by the Russians into our electoral process, guess what? Feds announced takeover of U.S. electoral process. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson designates elections critical infrastructure. U.S. election systems will henceforth be treated as critical infrastructure, Department of Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson decreed Friday in a move some are describing as a major federal overreach. In a letter to the Associated Press, Johnson revealed the U.S. government would monitor and intervene in future elections, a process previously handled on a state-by-state basis. Given the vital role elections play in this country, it's clear that certain systems and assets of election infrastructure meet the definition of critical infrastructure. In fact, in law, Johnson stated, particularly in these times, this designation is simply the right and obvious thing to do. The designation allows for information to be withheld from the public when state, local, and private partners meet to discuss election infrastructure security, potentially injecting secrecy into an election process that's traditionally and expressly a transparent process, according to the AP. U.S. officials say such closed-door conversations allow for frank discussions that would prevent bad actors from learning about vulnerabilities. DHS would also be able to grant security clearances when appropriate and provide more detailed threat information to states. The announcement of a federal takeover of the electoral process follows a report from several intelligence agencies, also released Friday, which purports the Russian government worked to influence the outcome of 2016 U.S. election. Why doesn't the FBI just call Julian Assange up and have a conversation with him? Or Mr. Clap-on, clap-off, clapper. Did they steal this guy from a Star Wars script? He looks like frickin' Yoda to me. And I was watching this cocky guy give testimony the other day. Oh, man, he's just all full of himself. Lying little sack of crap. The AP reports several states in recent months opposed the move, fearing the designation would lead to increased federal regulation or oversight on the many decentralized and locally run voting systems across the country. At least one member of the U.S. Elections Infrastructure Cybersecurity Working Group, Georgia's Secretary of State Brian P. Kemp, stated he opposed the measure, claiming more federal oversight could make systems more vulnerable and could make protected records more accessible. That would be my thinking. You ever seen anything the federal government's touched that they didn't screw up? I haven't. Kemp reportedly called the move a federal overreach into a sphere constitutionally reserved for the states on a conference call with Johnson Thursday, and said the designation smacks of partisan politics. Examples of election infrastructure include storage facilities, voter registration databases, voting locations, voting machines, and other systems designed to manage the election process. DHS currently designates 16 public sectors as critical infrastructure, including the communication sector, the food and agriculture sector, and the energy sector. Well, hell, somebody call up. Maybe that's been the problem with the bureaucracies. We haven't been calling the right department. Call the DHS right now and tell them we got frankenfoods that we're forced to eat that's causing tumors in people and killing people. Oh, they're that's critical. They're saying that this is under their purview, that food and agriculture. Really? As recently as August, when he addressed concerns by the then Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump over election rigging, Obama asserted the federal government plays no role in U.S. elections. Of course, the elections will not be rigged. What does that mean? The federal government doesn't run the election process. States and cities and communities all across the country, they're the ones who set up the voting machines and the voting booths. If Mr. Trump is suggesting that there is a conspiracy theory that's being propagated across the country, including places like Texas, no, we just call her Sheila Jackson Brown down here, where typically it's not Democrats who are in charge of voting booths, that's ridiculous. That doesn't make any sense, and I don't think anyone should take that seriously. But evidently, the intelligence communities are taking this seriously, that Russia had hacked the electoral process and gave favor to Donald Trump. Really? You want to know why there's contention between the intelligence community and Donald Trump right now? Yeah. Yeah. Let me do a reality check here. I just love this. This guy tried his hand on radio on this network, but it didn't fly real well. And let me bring up the video.
Well, it made almost no headlines, and yet a major piece of legislation was quietly signed into law a little over a week ago. President Obama signed a bill that allows the U.S. government to combat foreign propaganda by creating its own. Let's take a look and give it a reality check. Well, a little over a week ago, President Obama quietly signed into law the 2017 National Defense Authorization Act. That act is a military funding act, and in this case, it authorized $611 billion for military spending in 2017. No big deal, right? But so often there are additional laws and spending bills tucked into the NDAA, and this year was no exception. This time, it was something called the Countering Foreign Propaganda and Disinformation Act of 2016. Oh yes, this bill, which was on the Senate side, sponsored by Ohio Senator Rob Portman, is designed to combat what is called foreign propaganda from organizations such as RT, China's CCTV, or Iran's Press TV. Here's why Portman says the bill is necessary. Quote, surprisingly, there is currently no single U.S. governmental agency or department charged with the national level deployment, integration, and synchronization of whole government strategies to counter foreign propaganda and disinformation. Well, there is now. That bipartisan bill will establish an interagency center housed at the State Department to coordinate and synchronize counter-propaganda efforts throughout the U.S. government. The bill also creates a grant program for NGOs, for think tanks, civil society, and other experts outside government who are, quote, engaged in counter-propaganda-related work. Now, let's be clear. This is being sold as countering propaganda, but how do you do that? After all, if government agencies put out information to the public for the sake of altering a point of view, isn't that the very definition of propaganda? In fact, that definition is this: information, ideas, or rumors deliberately spread widely to help or harm a person, a group, a movement, an institution, a nation, etc. So this law essentially funds U.S. propaganda. But isn't that illegal? It was. But no, not anymore, because 3 years ago, wrapped inside the 2013 NDAA, was an amendment that removed the ban on the U.S. government creating propaganda and then showing it to U.S. citizens. That ban, by the way, had been in place since 1948. The 2013 amendment struck down a ban on domestic dissemination of propaganda material produced by the State Department and the Independent Broadcasting Board of Governors. It neutralized the Smith-Mundt Act of 1948 and the Foreign Relations Authorization Act in 1987 that had been passed to protect U.S. audiences from our own government's misinformation campaigns. And in 2013, when that bill was passed, most media said, oh, don't worry, the U.S. government will never actually create propaganda. Well, now they've created the mechanism to fund it. So what you need to know is the politicians claiming we need to fund U.S. government propaganda to protect the public from the Russians and from the Chinese. But there's a reason it was illegal for over 60 years for our government to propagandize the public, to protect the public from our own government. Reality check. Right now, 2 out of every 3 Americans in the latest polls say they have little to no trust in mainstream American media. Because 2/3 of Americans already believe that they're not getting the truth. That number will likely only get worse with the legalized American government propaganda. So what is the solution here? Well, how about media just tells the truth, just reports facts, does not act as an arm for political parties or for government institutions? If we want to combat propaganda, both foreign and domestic, then shouldn't we just inform the public rather than trying to control their views? That's a reality check. Let's talk about it on Twitter. Well, it made
And that, of course, was Ben Swan. And he again is doing his reality check. And this time, it's on CBS station 46. I don't know where that exactly is. Can you find out, Mike? Ben Swan tried his hand in radio, and he's just not cut out for radio. He was on the network for several months. Atlanta. He's down in Atlanta. So you folks down there in Atlanta, CBS 46, Ben Swan, reality check. And I can guarantee you he's boosting their ratings. I can guarantee it. You hear what he said? How about the media not politicizing, not having you government propaganda? Just give us the facts. What a guy. What a guy. Pat in Texas. Hello, Pat. Hello, Pat. You on mute? Or did you take a nap? Hello, Pat. Is she there? Oh, there she is. Okay. Hi. We're waiting. Hi. We're waiting for you, Pat.
You hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. the fellow who was on earlier, I missed a little bit of it about the formaldehyde and the FEMA trailers.
Yeah.
My husband and I looked at the ones you drive. I'm hacking myself here, speaking of hacking. And and they'd be about a year old, and they said, well, just that one person owned it. And we said, finally, after going to so many of those places, I said, why did they get rid of it after a year? And he said they died.
Oh, great.
And subsequently, I learned you don't want to buy a new one. You know, buy an old one, many years old, as long as don't leak.
Yeah.
And I had a friend who was allergic to that stuff, and she went to an apartment, and I guess you get used to smelling or something. I went to see her, and I said, I can't believe you're living here. My eyes are just burning terribly. It's that press board. I tried to get Kay Granger outlawed. You know, you got to start somewhere, right? And it causes cancer. And when they said they were taking the FEMA trailers out there into Katrina people, I called around, and I said, do you still make those with the formaldehyde press board in them? Oh, no, man, we don't make those anymore. But they were lying. They were lying. They did have it.
And Pat, the obvious thing here is why this is all being conveniently covered up is because of the danger that it did pose to the public, and of course the lawsuits that would follow.
Well, I don't figure they think anybody having to live in a FEMA trailer would be able to sue. That's a really good thing. That Mike Hansen had a good lawyer for Patriots, and he won his case against the Gonzales City Council. They arrested him for talking more than 3 minutes at the City Council.
Yeah, they always give everybody 3 minutes. It's always amazing to me. You have 3 minutes,
and he's got it all on YouTube.
Well, and I've watched a lot of these city councils. And if they don't like what you're saying, they will jam you up on your 3 minutes and then count that as they're talking to you, jamming you up. They'll count that as part of the 3 minutes and, hey, your time's up, you're out of here. And if you don't leave, then they have you physically removed.
Well, they had told him that they would give him his eight other speakers their time. Here, if you have 10, you're allowed 10 minutes. I think it's 10.
So 10 minutes, so a minute per speaker then is what you're saying?
Mm-hmm. If you have 10 people, you bring 10 people there, they're not going to speak. They just there.
So what happens if you're a midget and you walk in there? Do you get six? They give you double the time?
Well, it is amazing, isn't it?
It is.
But I was so proud that he won. And you don't know Wyla from Waco, do you?
Who?
Wyla, she was involved with Alex Jones in the beginning. She had cable access shows with Alex Jones, had one next to her, and Mike, or somebody else had another one.
Mike Hansen.
They would follow each other.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, she just passed away.
Oh.
Have you ever heard of a museum for patriots?
I'm sorry, have I heard of what?
A museum for patriots, where they put all their things that they've done.
No, we're only going to have one of those facilities once the Patriots once again take control of the government in this country. We're not going to have anything like that.
Are you sure there's not one?
I don't know about. I don't know of any.
Oh, well, everybody out there.
Yeah, if you heard of a, I don't know.
We're going to nominate you for.
Oh well. No, don't. Please don't give me another duty. I've got all my hands. All the hands are on deck here.
So you just have somebody, you know, to handle all those things that you've collected and done, and all the facts, you know, and you pass it on to them, and they do it.
Well, yeah.
You can't go in a museum until you're gone.
Can you? Yeah, you can. What do you mean? Any museum I've ever been to, I think I was alive when I walked in the door, and I was alive when I walked.
No,
I think I'm still alive today.
Yeah, but you weren't one of the exhibitors.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, it's a sure good idea. I thought it existed.
Well, I don't.
Sure
I don't.
Should be in one.
I don't know if there is. I don't really know if there is. But that's an interesting question. See if anybody responds to it.
She just introduced me to Mike Hansen before she passed away.
I'll be darned.
That's a really sad week.
How long ago was that?
But, She just passed away day before yesterday.
Really? Okay,
and,
well.
And Mike, she had Mike over to her house between Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Yeah, I don't have a whole lot of contact with Mike Hansen. He was the agitating one when I was dealing with Alex Jones. He was a contentious little fart.
I think he is. But I watched the video from that city council, and we just need more people who will stand up.
Yeah.
But, you know, you got to know how to put everything on YouTube, and you got to be able to get the public involved because they just come, they just roll you over, bulldoze you.
No, I got you on that one. All right, Pat, I appreciate your call.
But I appreciate you and everybody like you.
All right, well, we're still here, and we're still breathing, still doing the job. Thanks, Pat.
Still standing, that's what we
still
say.
Still standing, that's right.
Okay.
Thank
God
you, Pat.
Bless you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Well, here's something. You know, freedom seems to be back in fashion again. People seem to be waking up. You ready for this one? Do we have a drum roll? Yeah, I got one, but you got it hidden. Where'd you hide it? We should have a drum roll, a big red button. John calls for drum roll. You should be able to just hit that button. Huh? Hell, by the time you find it in that computer, the show will be over. Well, you know, what do you think? We're a cash flush organization here? You got to make do with what you got, brother. In the meantime, while you're looking for the drum roll, I'll go with the story. I ain't got time to wait. New Hampshire bill would require courts to inform juries. We got the drum roll yet? No. Okay. Well, forget the drum roll. Okay. Just forget it. Just forget it. I needed a drum roll. You didn't give me a drum roll. Which is kind of anticlimactic now. I can't even get the word out. Anticlimactic. New Hampshire bill would require courts to inform juries of their right to nullify. Mike Bolden wrote the story. A bill pre-filed in the New Hampshire State House for 2017 would require state courts to fully inform jurors of their right to nullify. House Bill 133. Would require courts to inform the jury of its right to judge the facts and the application of the law in relation to the facts in controversy. This is an unusually short and concise bill by modern standards. It reads in part, at the request of the defendant or defendant's attorney, the court shall instruct the jury as follows. If you have a reasonable doubt as to whether the state has proved any one or more of the elements of a crime charged, you must find the defendant not guilty. However, if you find that the state has proved all the elements of the offense charged beyond a reasonable doubt, you should find the defendant guilty. Even if you find that the state has proved all the elements of the offense charged beyond a reasonable doubt, you still may find that based upon the facts of this case, a guilty verdict will yield an unjust result, and you may find the defendant not guilty. Now, HB 133 is an important piece of legislation, as it would bring to light the indispensable right of the last resort for regular people sitting in the jury box to stand up against laws that violate their rights, or should I put more concisely, their constitutional rights. Now, jury nullification is the ability to declare someone not guilty in a case, even when it's clear he's violated the law in question, but juries use this power to defend people against laws that are unjust, immoral, or unconstitutional. Or let me throw my own line in there. The administrative law that we have found ourselves under, that many of these laws violate your constitutional rights to begin with. And then the state, under the guise of protecting, we're speaking for the people, that state steps in and tries to squash you like a bug. Now, the power is one of the most untapped, unknown, and powerful of any at the disposal of ordinary people to stand up to tyranny. In New Hampshire, it is known as the Wentworth Instruction, stemming from a case known as State versus Wentworth, in which the defendant challenged the jury instructions on what constituted reasonable doubt. The first Chief Justice, John Jay, stated the following to the first jury in Georgia versus Brailsford. the first Supreme Court trial held in the United States. It may not be amiss here, gentlemen, to remind you of the good old rule that on questions of fact, it is the providence of the jury. On questions of law, it is the providence of the court to decide. But it must be observed that by the same law which recognizes this reasonable distribution of jurisdiction, you have nevertheless the right to take upon yourselves to judge of both and to determine that the law as well as the fact controversy. Of this, and on every occasion, however, we have no doubt you will pay that respect which is due to the opinion of the court, for on one hand, it is presumed that juries are the best judges of facts. It is, on the other hand, presumable that the courts are the best judges of the law. But still, both objects are lawfully within your power of decision. Thomas Jefferson also defended jury nullification, writing that if the question relates to any point of public liberty, or if it be one of those in which the judges may be suspected of bias, the jury undertake to decide both law and fact. If they be mistaken, a decision against right, which is casual only, is less dangerous to the state and less afflicting to the loser than one which makes part of a regular and uniform system. In the 1969 case, United States versus Moylan, the Supreme Court yet again acknowledged the undisputed power of the jury to acquit, even if the verdict is contrary to the law as given by the judge and contrary to the evidence. And jury nullification played a noble role in combating federal slavery laws prior to the Civil War. As Northern juries regularly refused to convict individuals for violations of the 1850 Fugitive Slave Act, in one instance, a large crowd broke into a Boston courtroom and rescued a runaway slave. When the government indicted three of those involved, an acquittal and a series of hung juries forced the government to drop the charges. A recent, more recent example of jury nullification occurred in New Hampshire when Doug Darrell was arrested and charged with felonies for cultivating marijuana for religious and medical purposes. If he was convicted, he would have likely faced many years in prison. He was guilty by the letter of the law, but the jury decided to acquit him anyway. Oh, yeah. See, folks, in order for the state to come after you, and if it was a serious enough charge, they had to do what? Well, they just had to go through this process of bringing in the evidence, not in a court, but bringing the evidence in front of a judge, and well, then you could have the prosecutor there, but you could also be there to hear the, and you could bring your own witnesses, everything laid out to see if it should even move into a court and you should be charged. That's the way it used to be. Now it's just the prosecutor has full reign. If he wants to indict you, he's damn well going to indict you. You want to cook up a case? You can cook up a case. And then the judge will tell the jurors that you must listen to my instruction. You cannot stray from that. I'm the judge. I'm going to tell you what the law is. But they never tell you that, look, if you think this case stinks or the prosecution is way off or this law is unfair or the individual we have in this court was unfairly charged and brought into this court, guess what you get to do? You get to send him home. And you, ladies and gentlemen, get to go home with a clear conscience. If you're going to sit in judgment of somebody, give me the liberty to make sound judgment and make up my own mind. Interesting. That'll do it for us today, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back with you Monday with another edition of the National Intel Report. I'm going to go home and finish freezing. It hasn't been above freezing here in Texas today, and it's going to get mighty cold tonight. Bundle up, folks.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system.
I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.